Pirkei Avos and Perek Rishon. Now, usually before we start saying the Perek, we say this Mishnah, which really this is the Mishnah in a Perek HaChelek on Sanhedrin, that the Mishnah starts off, we say, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lehem Chelek Le'olam Habo. As every Jew has a Chelek in Olam Habo. Shenema, the Pasuk in Yishayahu says, V'ameich Kulam Tzadikim, His am of Klai Yisrael are tzadikim, li'olam yirshu oretz, they shall inherit the earth, means Eretz Yisrael, forever. Neitzar matoi, they are the sprouting of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's planting, ma'ase yodai, the works of my hands, l'hispoer, to glorify me. And the Medrash Shmuel explains the reason why we say this, like this Mishnah in Sanhedrin, before we start the Perek Avos, Pirkei Avos, is because before we do something, we have to know the tachlis of the melacha. We have to know the purpose for what are we doing. Like if somebody builds a house, he has to know for what purpose is he going to use the house to know how to build it. So here also, before you start to learn this mesechta, you have to know what the purpose of this mesechta is. And the purpose of this mesechta is to bring people that they should be zeicha lechayu elam habo. It's through learning Avos, to learning all the midas, toivos, that we learn through this mesechta, all the musa we get from it, this brings us lezeicha, to be zeicha to olam habo. That's why we start off with this mission of Kol Yisrael yesh lehem chelek le'olam habo. And secondly, like the Alshech says, that a person should not feel bad for all the averis that he has. Like he feels he can't sit down to learn mesechta of this now, that talks about the big midas tayvus we should have when I do so many averis. We have to know not like that. That Kol Yisrael yesh lehem chelek le'olam habo means every Jew has a hope. There's an end for Klal Yisrael. And even if we do chatoyim, we just have to do tshuva, and we could still come back to bizeicha to olam habo. So that's this hakdama before we learn this mesechta, to know every Jew has a seif to end up in a olam habo. And the pshat is that every Jew has a neshama, which is neshama comes from tachas tisi akovid, and even though in this world maybe we did chatoyim, but all we have to do is just have the chatoyim wiped away, cleaned away from the neshama, which that's the pshat in this pasuk, neitza matoi, ma'isa yodel ispoyer, that's the neshama that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us, and this neshama, mitzvah Hashem, will be zeichom to be in Olam Habo. The first Mishnah starts off, Moshe kibel Torah mi-Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah by Har Sinai. He received the whole Torah then, the Torah Shebiksav, the Torah Shebapir, by Har Sinai, which was tremendous as galus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Umesoro li Yoshua, he gave it over to Yehoshua, the Yehoshua li Zekenim, and Yeshua gave over this Mesoros to the Zekenim. They were all the people that took over after Yeshua, Uzekenim li Neviim, and then the Zekenim gave it over to the Tkufa called the Neviim, which started from Yemei Shmuel Hanavi, and it went through Yemei Chagai, Zechariah, Malachai. They were the last Nevi'im. Neviim Misaru Al Yanshe Knesset HaGedola. And the Nevi'im gave over the Mesoros to the Yanshe Knesset HaGedola, which they was the beginning of the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, and that was by Ezra, and that was 120 Zekenim. Now the Mishnah says, Heim Omru Shleisha Dvorim. Hey, the Anshe Knesset HaGedola, they set over to teach us three things. Have a Misunim Badin, which means take it easy when you have to paskin the Shaila. Don't run to paskin it right away. Even though you heard the Shaila already once, two, or three times already, still have Yishev Hadas again to think it over again to make sure you answer it the right way. In other words, this is the Midah of Savlonis. Take things easy. The Hamidu Talmidim Harbi. Make sure you have a lot of Talmidim. Let's learn, teach Torah to as many people as possible. And the this is not like Rabbi Gamliel Shita, that he said, Kol Talmud Shein Teichu Keburoi Al Yitkones LeBeis HaMedrash. He was mocked, but only Choshev people could come to learn. And also not like Beis Shammai that used to say, Al Yishana Odom Ela Lemi Shulchochom V'yonov Ben Oveis Ela, but the Pshat from this missionary is like Beis Hillel Shita, that used to say, L'chol Odom Yishana. You should learn to anybody. Why? Because we don't know from who will come out to be the right Talmud, who will be the right Talmud Chacham. And like the Ovis Reb Nosson brings down, that 1,000 bnei yodim nichnasim lemikra. 1,000 people come in to learn mikra. Yoytzim mihem meya. Only 100 come out and know it. Lemishna yoytzim mihem asara. Out of the people that came to learn mishnayis, only 10 come out to know it. Letalmid yoytzim mihem echad. For learning the Gemara, only one comes out to know it. So the kids, we don't know which Talmud would have that slocha to shteigoyz to be the big Talmud chacham. Therefore, v'hamidu tamidim harbe, learn with a lot of tamidim. V'yasu siyog la Torah, and make a gather, make a fence around the Torah, which means make har chokos, that not to be over in Nisa ha-Torah. Like we find a lot of gzeros the Rabbonin made, there are shenias la royos, there are the Indian shvus on Shabbos, and with Ashna from the Pasuk, the Chsiv was shemartim es mishmarti, means osyu mishmeres le mishmarti. That the Rabbonin have a right to make gzeros with the Rabbonin, certain takonis, we have to listen to them, kidei in order that we should not be over in Nisa ha-Torah. And the Rabbeinu Yoin explains this, that this shows how much Yirah Shemayim you have, how much you fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hey, the more Yirah you have, the more you are afraid not to be over in Issa HaTorah. Therefore, you'll make more HaChokas, you'll guide yourself to watch out not to do certain things. Today, you should not come to be over the Issa HaTorah. And that's the way there's a Maimer that says, with the Pasuk and Shir HaShirim, Ki Tovim Doidecho Miyayin, and the Gemara Dashins, Chavivim Divrei Seifrim Miyayin Nishotera. It's more chav of more dear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what the Rabbanim tell us to do, more than what it says in the Torah itself. Now how could that be? What the Torah says is midiraisa, what the Rabbanim says is only midirabbanim. And the pshat is that the yikar from the mitzvahs is to show us the yira shemayim we have. And we show more yira, the fact we're more makbet to watch out for the yisus midirabbanim. That means the hachokis, that we're so afraid not to be over nisa ha-Torah, we even watch out not to do things that the Rabbanim told us not to do it. Today, not to come to be over the Issa HaTorah. That shows and proves the Yirah Shemayim you have. So that's this inyan of the Yosu Siyog La Torah. Make a fence, a gather around the Torah to save yourself, not to be over in Issa HaTorah. Now, a little hakdoma of the chlal to this Masechta Ovis is where the Maral says that the ikra of this Masechta is to teach us Musar, to teach us the right way, how to do the mitzvahs, how to be over Hashem. Now really, who is the right person to give Musar? That's a father. Like the Pasuk says, Shema b'ni Musar avicha, v'yaltitash tori simecha. A father, he's the one to teach his son the right way, how to do things the right way, and he gives Musar to his son. So therefore, this Mishnah now starts off to teach us who is our real fathers. Like the Mishnah, don't think what the Chum are saying here is time they made it up themselves, it's what their own mind taught them to do, and maybe we could argue it's not the right way. But rather, it's karma to teach us that what the Chachomim teach us, where, how do they know it? It's like it says, Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekabel the Torah Sinai. It really starts off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was the one that gave over the Musa, the right way, the Torah, to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe gave it over to Yeshua, Lizkenim, Lenevi'im, Lianches, and Knesset HaGdela. So the kids are all these Chachomim that are going to tell us now what to do. They are the Pshat, they are like our real fathers. And who is our real father? Our real father goes all the way back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Moshe was Kibbol Torah Misinai. Moshe received it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Like to know, whatever it says in these Mishnayos in here, all the Musar is not something made up from themselves, but rather it comes directly from Moshe that was Mekabel Torah Misinai. It all comes from our real father, the Yevishter. So that's why this Masechta B'chlal is called Masechta Ovis, like the teachers. This is our real father that is teaching us these things. And also it's good why it starts off like Moshe Kibbol Torah Misinai. It starts off that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekabel the Torah from HaSinai, and it ends off the Mishnah that Hein Amru Shloisha Dvarim. They said three things. Now these three things are not really Gufa Halochis. It's only like Musar and Derech Eretz. So it's really to teach us that Musar and Derech Eretz is Bechlal Kabbalah HaTorah. Like we always say, Derech Eretz Kodma LaTorah. And they go hand in hand. Like the Mishnah says, Imein Torah Ein Derech Eretz. V'imein Derech Eretz Ein Torah. It goes together. That the Limud HaTorah, that goes with the Derech Eretz, with the Midas Tevois, with the Musar. So that's why it starts off that Moshe was Mekabel the Torah, and in the Kabbalah HaTorah was this whole Masechta Ovis also. All these inyanim of Musar and Midas Tevis. And the reason why by Moshe Rabbeinu, the Mishnah says a lashon of Moshe Kibel, he received it. And then it says, after that, Umesaruha li Yeshua, he gave it over to Yeshua, Yeshua's Kenim, Tony lashon of Mesaruhu, they gave it over, was because Moshe Rabbeinu, he was the biggest Novi. Like the Pasuk says, V'loikom Novi oid b'Yisrael, k'Moshe, that there was no other Novi like Moshe Rabbeinu. He was the greatest Novi. And some of us learned the Pshat was Moshe Rabbeinu really was Kailol, all the Neshamas of Klai Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu had his great Madrega, he was able to really Mekabel, to receive the Torah, a lashon of his Karvas Lashem. He received it directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke directly to Moshe Rabbeinu. Mashenkin, after that, the rest of the Nevi'im, they were not at that Madrega, they couldn't have that Mosh Kabbalah, like Moshe Rabbeinu had. Therefore, by them, it only says, Umisaruhu, it was only given over to them. But not that they had the direct Kabbalah, the Iskashris HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way Moshe Rabbeinu had. Mishneh Beis. Shimon HaTzadik, Hoya Mishiyorei Knesset HaGadola. Shimon HaTzadik, and he was a Kohen Gadol, he was like the last ones left over from the Anshei Knesset HaGadola. In his times, most of them died out, and he was the first one to be called from the first of Tanoim. And the reason why he's only called Shimon HaTzadik, we don't call him like Rebbe or Rabban, because at this time they didn't give titles yet. It was first later on in the next generation that they started to give titles, like Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. But right now his name they just called Shimon HaTzadik. He was the last ones of the Knesset HaGadola. And who are Yoimer? He used to say, means he was Rogel. This is what he always used to talk. This is his main words he used to say. That Al Shloisha Dvorim Ho'ilam Oimed. On three things does the world stand. The Lashon of standing Oimed, the Rabbeinu Yoimer says that the world was created because of these things. Shenivru Oilam Bishvilam. This is the Rotsan, this is what Hashem wants from us, and that's why the world was created for these three things. And then like he explains, like Hashem created this world and all the people here today that we should do the Rotsan Hashem. We should do what Hashem wants. So since these three things are what Hashem wants, the world was created because of these three things. Al HaTorah, it's the fact that the Klal Yisrael learns the Torah. Like it says, "Im leivarisi yomim v'layla chukah shemayim v'oras leisamti." If not for the learning of the Torah, the whole world will go back to soyav avoyu. So it's because of the limud haTorah that the world is in existence. The alhu avoyda, the avoyda poshida means the avoydas hakabonis, the work that we do to Hashem by bringing the kabonis. Bizman there was a beis hamikdash, and bizman as there that there's no beis hamikdash. The meridashins that tefillah is b'mokam hakabonis. And the obvious to Reb Nosson, it also says, "Umishechor of Beis Hamikdash bohat filo she avoida shebeleiv b'mokem avoida sakabonis." So now today the omud of avoida is tefila, which is an avoida shebeleiv. The yagmilus chasodim that is doing kind goods one to another, like the Pasuk in Ketilim says, "Oilam chesed yibona." This world was created on chesed. Now included in Gemilas Chasodim is L'Sameach Chasanim, to go to a Chasna to make the Chasim Akal happy, L'Nachem Avelim, or L'Vake Cholim, somebody sick to go visit him, V'Likvor Mason, to be Yosek and Kervim Mason. These are all part of Gemilas Chasodim. Now the Medrash Shmuel, he learns that Avoida doesn't only mean the Avoida Sakabonis, but it means Bechlal, doing mitzvahs, be Mekayim the Torah. And he learns Pshat from this Mishnah, like what was Shimon HaTzadik coming to do? He was coming to explain the first Mishnah, that the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah said three things. So Shimon HaTzadik was coming to explain why did they say these three things. And the reason is, because on three things does the world stand. So what the first Mishnah says, that V'hemidu tamidim harbei, that's Keneged Torah. In other words, how do we keep learning Torah? That's by having a lot of Talmidim, learn with a lot of people, that's the way the Torah will be learned. And Kineger HaVoida, that's the key of HaTorah V'yamitzvahs Omru V'yoso Siyag LaTorah. That was also what said in the first Mishnah. You make a Siyag, make a gate, a fence around the Torah, not to be over any Averis. That's an Inyan of HaVoida, being Mekayim, the Torah. And Kineger Gmilas Chasodim, the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah said, have a Mesunim Badin. And he explains the Medrash Shmuel, Shein Gmilus Chasodim Gedoilo Kamatzel Osuk Miyad Oshkoi Ayidei Shuldan Din Emes Lamitay. In other words, we do real mishpat, the emes, the true judgment between two people that are having fights. He owes me money, I owe him money, he stole from me. If you do the emes of judgment, that's called Gmilas Chasodim. You're doing kindness one to the other to bring out the emes between them. So that's what this Mishnah of Shimon HaTzadik is coming to explain the first Mishnah. Like, why did the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah say these three things? Because those three things are the way to Mekayim, the three things that the world stands for, the Torah, the Avodah, and the Gemilas Chasodim. The Mishnah Gimel. Antignois Ish Soichoi. Antignois was the man that came from Soichoi. Some of us learn it means he was the god of the ear. Is Kibel Mishimon HaTzadik. He received from his Rebbe, Shimon HaTzadik. In other words, Antignois was the Talmud, was the one that took over after Shimon HaTzadik. This was during the Bayesheni. Now, who are you, Omer? He used to say. Now, Antignois is coming to teach us how we are supposed to go to do the mitzvahs of Hashem. That we're supposed to do them because we realize the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we love Hashem, and we realize the greatness of the mitzvahs. Like we always say, Asher Kiddishonu b'mitzvosov, that through doing the mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekadosh us. This is the reason why we do the mitzvahs. So he says, who are you, Omer? Al tiyu kavodim hamishamshim esarav al menas lekabel pros. Hey, don't be like a servant that only does the work because he wants to receive reward, he wants to receive pay. Elo but hevi kavodim hamishamshim esarav shelo yal menas lekabel pros. But rather be like a servant that does the work for his master, not because he wants to receive pay, but from the fact that he loves his master, he wants to do what his master told him to do. And also you should always have Yirah Shemayim. You should always have fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on you. Now like we said, this is the way we're supposed to do mitzvahs. Because we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because we realize the greatness of doing the mitzvahs. Not only because there is a reward, there is a pay for doing the mitzvahs. But rather, Machmas Avas Hashem. And really the Gemara in Avodah Zarah darshins a pasuk that says, Ashrei Ish, Yirah Es Hashem, the mitzvois of chofetz moed. With the mitzvois we want very dear is with more dashens the mitzvois of aloy b'schar mitzvois of, by doing the mitzvah and not with the reward of the mitzvah. And the Mishnah ends off v'yiyu moira shemayim aleichem. So Rabbi Tanura learns that you're supposed to be oyved Hashem machmas ava because you love him, and machmas yira because we fear him. Because the ava goes your zoras with the mitzvah sasei. If you love Hashem, you want to run to do all the mitzvahs Asei. And if you're an Oved, that's a Yira, that you have fear of Hashem, then you watch yourself on the mitzvahs Lois Asei. So to do both together, the mitzvahs Asei and mitzvahs Lois Asei, that's the way you're an Odom HaSholem with the Avodas Hashem. And the Rabbeinu Yoin explains, it doesn't only mean Yira Shemayim means you should be afraid that Hashem gives a punishment if you don't listen to him, but rather it means the Yiras Horimimus. That again, we have love for Hashem, and we fear Hashem because we realize how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And secondly, like Rabbi Yehuda starts off saying, is that we have to be Oved Hashem because Hashem already did so much chesed that he was gomal to us. The me'elef alofim, his thousands of good deeds that HaKadosh Baruch Hu do to us already. And because of all the gemilas chasodim that Hashem does to us, that's why we have to do the mitzvahs back. And really, there's the Chovas Havovas, he explains, like by the Kohanim, there are 24 Matnas Kuna, 24 different presents we have to give the Kohanim. And there are also 24 special Avoidas, work that the Kohanim have to do in the Beis HaMikdash. So the question is, how did it start off? Did it start off that since they do the Avoidah, therefore they get the reward? Or does it start off the other way? That since Hashem gives them the Chov Dalad Matnas Kuna, therefore they have to do back in return the Chav Dalar Avodis. And that's the way the Chavis have always learns. That it starts off that first Hashem gave the Chav Dalar Matonis to the Kuna, to the Kohanim. Now since they received extra special Matonis, therefore they have to do back extra special Avodah. Now this is the Pshat from Bechlal, our mitzvahs that we are doing to Hashem. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us food. HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps us alive. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the koyach to see, to move, to do everything. So because of this, we have to go and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do we thank Hashem for all the goodness that He does to us? That is by doing the mitzvahs. That's what Antignois is telling us. We should do the mitzvahs, not because we feel like we're doing Hashem a favor and we're going to get reward for it, but rather forget we owe it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First of all, because Hashem did so much chesed to us already, we owe it to do back to Him, to thank Hashem by doing His mitzvahs. And secondly, because we realize the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and like it's our pleasure to do the mitzvahs to Hashem. Like we said, we always say by the brachas, Asher kedishanu b'mitzvayso. The fact we do a mitzvah, we are mekadesh ourselves. That's where we get kedusha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Klai Yisrael, gave us the special koyach to do mitzvahs. That's why we have to go to do the mitzvahs. Mishneh Dalet. Yoisi ben Yoezer is trader. He came from the city called Tzreda. The Yoisi ben Yochanan is Yerushalayim. He came from Yerushalayim. Kiblu mehem. They received from Antignois. And they came after the door of Antignois. That this was the beginning when they were called like Zugrois, two together. This was the rush of the Sanhedrin. And one was the Nosi. And the second one was the Av Bezdin. They always worked together. Now, Yoisi ben Yoezer oimeh. Yoisi ben Yoezer said, your house should be a meeting place for the Talmidei Chachamim. And you should cover yourself with the dust of their feet. And you should drink with thirst their words. So what the Tanya is telling us here is that if there's supposed to be a meeting going on between the Talmidei Chachamim and the city, let it be at your house. Because if you're going to have the Talmidei Chachamim coming into your house, for sure you're going to learn from them. You learn Divrei Torah from them, you learn how they act, you learn Midas Tovus, you're going to come to learn from Chachamim. That's what also says, Hevei Mesafek B'Yafa Ragleihem, means go after them wherever they go, and give them cover, stand up for them. Hevei Shoiseh B'Tzomes Divreihem, you should accept with the words that they say with thirst. In other words, you should be interested and have a desire to hear what they're saying. That's the way you come to learn from Chachamim. And the Indian is that a person learns from the people he's around. So if you stay around to meet Chachamim, you're going to learn from them. You'll learn good things. You'll learn Midas Tovus. And be mekabel whatever they say with a tremendous desire, as if you are thirsty to drink for drinking. Mishneh Hei. Yoisi ben Yochanan ish Yerushalayim Oimer. As Yoisi ben Yochanan lived in Yerushalayim, and he said like this. Now the Medrash Shmuel explains that these last three Mishnahs really were going back to explain what Shimon HaTzadik said. That he said, Al Shloisha Dvorim Ho'ilam Oimed, Al HaTorah V'Al Avodiv Agmilas Chasodim. So the first one, Antignus Yisoycha, he explained how to do the Avodah. He should be like an Eved, HaMashamash Esarav Shloya Manaslakar Bapras. That's the union of being an Avodah. Yosef ben Yoezer's trader, he spoke about the Indian of Torah, of how you're supposed to learn from Talmidei Chachamim. And now this mission of Yosef ben Yochanan ish Yerushalayim, he's going to explain the third omer of Gemilas Chasodim, what it means to do kind goods to one another. And he starts off, Yehei Veischo posuach lorvocho, has let your house be wide open, there is to accept strangers. V'yiyu aniyim b'nei Veischo, has entreat the poor as if they are a member of your family. The altar b'sicha misha, and don't like gossip with women. Is b'ishtei omroi, it's even going on your own wife. It's kal v'choyme b'eshes chaveroi. For sure you should not gossip and talk with your friend's wife. Mikan omro chachomim, from here the chachomim taught us that kol hamar b'sicha misha, whoever gossips with women, is goyrim roli atzmoi. It brings harm upon himself. Uvoito midivrei Torah. It's going to take him away from the learning of Torah. The soifai yoresh gehenim. And the end will come out, he'll inherit gehenim. Now, the first part of the Mishnah of Yehei Veischo Pasuch Lervocho, Pasha Dastin of Gemilas Chasodim, to have an open house, to take in people that are hungry, that want a place to eat, to sleep. Like it says, brought down by Avraham Avinu, he also had this midah. That he had his house pasuach li'ar baruch ha'solam, whoever wanted could come in. And v'yiyu aniyim b'nei veischo, Rom Shat is, and when you have poor people coming to your house, act nice to them, give them safe upon them yofois, give them covered. Don't just look at them as if they're low people, as if they're stam poor people. Other pshat, the Rav brings down the pshat is, that if you do have to take avod and people to work for you, take already a Jewish slave. Even though he's an oni, let him be b'nei veischol. Don't go to take goyim to do the work for you. Rather hire a Jew to do the work for you. Now then the Mishnah goes on not to talk with an isha, and it says even your own wife, and a kal v'chomer not to be married, but talk with other wives, with other women. And the pshat is, like it says, poshid, because it's gerim ro liatzmoi, it just makes you talk about gossip, you come to talk about lashon hara, talk about bad things, and you come to have more taiva for the noshim, and at the end it's bottom of divrei Torah, it takes away from learning Torah, and sefer yerush gehenim. Now the question, what does this part of the Mishnah have to do with the part before? So some of Farshim learn that by talking with your wife, is a pshat is that the Gemara in Bar Metzia says, Isha enera tzora b'yorchim. Usually the women are more ayin tzora, they don't want to give away so much for the guests. Therefore the Mishnah starts off saying, hey, veischa psuach lervochom, means you have a wide open house and don't worry about how much money you're giving out to feed the yorchim. So this, the Mishnah goes on, like, don't talk with your wife, like, don't be influenced by your wife, that she has the midah of kamtzonis to be a little stingy. And this is the way the Abarbanel learns pshat, that Yosi ben Yochanan is teaching us now that when you're holding by giving stock and giving gemilas chasodim, don't be marba, don't talk it over too much with your wife, because she may stop you from giving the tzedakah or the gemilas chasodim. And the Miri is Medayik, it says Loshen V'yaltarbe Sicho Im Risha. It doesn't say you shouldn't talk to your wife. Havada, but you have to talk over with your wife the problems about the house, how to run the house, about your children, Tzorcha Yabayis. That Havada, you're allowed to talk it over with your wife as much as you want. But Sicho means just like some gossip, like no real Tzorcha Yabayis. Just to tell over what happened to you today, people were bad to you, people were mean to you. And because of this, it's just going to come out. She'll be angry at them, and you'll make sinas chinim, and they'll become to do bad things because of that. But other mafarshim learned, Rabbi Yehuda learns here, that poshid, that it says you should not be mar b'sich hamisha, it means because it'll bring upon you the taiva of the yetzara for znus. And it'll be bottle medivrei Torah, because he says these two machshavas are stira one another. The machshava, the thoughts of learning Torah of Kedusha, and the thoughts of an isha, Al-Tinyin for Machshavas of Znus, are stira one to the other. And you can't learn Torah with those Machshavas. Therefore, if you do have these Machshavas, these thoughts about Znus, about an Isham, it will stop you from learning Torah. Mishnevov, Vov, Yehoshua ben Prachyo, Venitai Hoar Beili, is Kiblu Mehem, has these two Zugim received from the ones before, from Yosi ben Yoezer and Yosi ben Yochanan. Now they said, Yehoshua ben Prach Yoner. Yehoshua ben Prach used to say like this. Now he's coming to teach us that a person has to realize he can't be alone in this world. You can't just rely on your own das, what you understand, the way you could learn, but you have to come on to others. And the Mishnah says, Aseh lechorav. Says, provide yourself with a teacher, or kinei lechochover. Says, and get yourself a companion. And judge everybody pays favorably. Now in the first part of Aseh Lechorav, you should get yourself a teacher. Some learns it goes in Limud HaTorah. You should have one Rebbe to teach you Torah, to teach you Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, to learn from one Rebbe. Other Mepharshim learned the Rambam is the Mashm is that a person should not learn by himself, but rather be mekabel from somebody else. No matter who he is, like learn from somebody else also. And according to this pshat that the Rambam learns, it doesn't mean to make yourself one Rebbe, but to say that you should always be learning from other people. Don't just hold that you're the big chochem, you can't learn from somebody else. Like the Pasuk in Mishlei says, Al ti chochem b'yenecha. Don't be too smart in your own eyes, but rather learn from other people. And then it says, you should even have to buy yourself a good friend. That means the purpose of having a friend is not only for limud haTorah, but it's bechlal for inyanei yachayim, to go through life. You have a good friend to talk over, give you good advice, what's good for yourself, what's not good. You're afraid not to do averus, then you have to talk it over with your friends. He knows what you're doing, you know what he's doing. Bechlal it's a derech haChayim this way, to go through life with a good friend. And if you have, like it always says, toiv hashnayim min echod, it's always good to do things two with two rather than with one. Now the Enzov have done as kolodim lekav zchus. This is also a midah toiva to get along with people, even though you see somebody do something wrong. That's possible to say maybe he's a rosh, he meant to do it, or an avera, maybe he didn't mean to do it. There are two ways to look at it. Always be done lekav zchus. Try and down the person to say, Mistam, he didn't mean to do the avera, that wasn't his intention, he meant something else. This is a midah toiva to get along with other people. Like we're saying, b'chlal, this is the kavon of this Mishnah, that a person has to know, to be mekayim the mitzvahs, and to go through life the way we're supposed to, we can only do it with other people. We can't just rely on ourselves. We have to learn from other people and have friends. And the way to keep friends is by being dan lekav zchus. Mishneh Zayin. Nitai Ho'arbeli Oimer. Nitai Ho'arbeli says that he is adding on to Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya, that even though the last Mishnah ended off, to have a don as kol odom lekav zchus. If you see your friend doing something bad, you should be done him lekav zchus. Now Nita Avayli is saying, but let's say the person is a rosha, he's a wicked person, then you should not be done him lekav zchus, but just stay away from him. Like the Mishnah says, harchek mishochin ra, stay away from a bad neighbor. V'yaltis chaber l'rosha, don't become close to a rosha. V'yaltis yoyesh min aparonis, and don't give up from the thought of having punishment. And when it starts off as harchek mishochin ra, stay away from a bad neighbor, that means whether it's your neighbor lives in the same house, or a neighbor outside, or a besoda, stay away from bad people. Because the pshat is, you're going to learn from them. The people you hang around with, you learn from them. And if they do bad, you'll also learn to do bad. And also, when they get their punishment, you'll also get part of their punishment. Like Chazal say, Oyle Rosh Oyle Shcheinai. Then the Mishnah says, V'yaltis Chabel Rosh. That means, even if a person says, no, I for sure won't learn any bad from these bad people, still the Tana says, stay away from a Rosh. Don't become close to a Rosh. And like the Moshel in Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says, if a person goes into a perfume store, so even though he doesn't buy the perfume, still he smells from it. Here also, the mere fact you're hanging around, you're close with Rishoyim, that also makes a dent upon you. And Novus Rav Nosson, it also says, even Afilu L'Torah, even to learn Torah with the Rosh, it's also no good. Don't be mischaber with the Rosh, even for the learning of Torah. Then the Mishnah ends off, V'yatis Yoishim in Aparonius, means a person shouldn't say, I'm looking at these bad people, and they only have good times in this world. Nothing bad happens to them. So therefore, I'll also do bad like them. No, you should know the end will come the time when they'll get the punishment. And some of Farshim say it means that Lu Yitzuya Peronius does come upon you. You do get a punishment. Don't be misyayish. Don't give up hope and think Yeshua, help will never come. Hashem will always there to help you. The Yeshua's Kroiv Lovely. Mishneh Ches. Yehuda ben Tabai v'Shimon ben Shetach kiblu mehen. This was the third zug now that they received from Yeshua ben Frachia and Nitai Harbeli. And these two now were also, one of them was the Rosh Sanhedrin, and this was also Bimei Yanei HaMelech. Now the Maisa with Shimon ben Shetach was that after Yanei HaMelech killed out most of the Chachmei Yisrael, then Shimon ben Shetach, he was saved. The Gemara brings down in Kedushin that he was Hechzer es HaTorah L'Yeshna. He brought back the Torah the way it was before. And then Shimon ben Shetach went after to look for Yehuda ben Taboi, and now these two together went to bring back the Torah the way it was supposed to be. And the first thing they did, they spoke about how the Dayonim should act, the judges should act, b'shas tadui mishpat. And the Mishnah says that Yehuda ben Tabai Yomer, Yehuda ben Tabai says, Alatas atzmecho ka'orche hadayonim. When you're a judge, when you're a dayan, don't play the part as a counselor. In other words, you're not allowed to talk to the two parties that are coming to you, or to one party, and teach him what to answer b'shas adin. Like, hear everything he has to say, and start to teach him, you know, if you'll say this, you'll win the court case. That's not right. Now, of course, we're not talking about where you're telling the person sheker or lie, because if you're giving counsel, if you're giving him, tell him to say lie, for sure that's also. The chiddush is no, even though you're a judge now, you're a dayan, that's saying the emes, you're not allowed to help out one of the people that are in front of you, help out just one. And the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yoin explain that the reason why it's osir is because people will be cheshed you. People will say bad things about you. People will say he favored one of the two people. Therefore, when two people come in front of judge, come in front of the judge for judgment, the judge is not allowed to hear one person and help him out to teach him what to tain and what to answer when it comes to the din. Then the Mishnah says, but when the judge has the two people in front of him and they're both telling their case over to the judge, at that time when you're hearing from both of them what they have to say, both of them have to be in your eyes as if they're both a Russia, they're both wrong. In other words, if you look at one and feel he's a tzaddik, like he for sure is right, just the other one is wrong, then you're not going to listen to both of them to find out the emes. You're going to right away think one is right and one is wrong. You're not going to hear both of them the right tainus. Therefore, at the beginning, you're supposed to feel as if both of them are like Rishoyim. Both of them are wrong. And whatever they say, you have to be chayker v'derish to ask over and over again to make sure they're telling the truth. So then you'll come out to hear the true tainus, the true case, and then you'll be able to say mishpat shalemis. And then the Mishnah says, ukishenifturim milufanechom. It's after you give them the judgment, you say one is chayiv, he owes the money, the other one is potter, when they go away from you, yiyu v'yenecho kizakoyim. They should both look, they should both be in your eyes, as if they're both a zakai, they're both pure, they're both clean, they're both tzadikim. Kishe kiblu aleim esadin. After they received and accepted the mishpat that you gave them. In other words, even though one person you said was chayiv, like one person you said you stole the money, you have to pay it back, but once he accepts it to pay it back, you have to nemar now mustama the person did tshuva, and from now on you have to look at him as if he's also a tzaddik, as also he's a zakai. And the Rabbeinu Yonah says it's the lashon that zoisi midas chasidus. This is like a big mid of chasidus. That even though you're the judge and you know one person lied and one person stole, but after you gave him the judgment and he accepted it, from now on you have to nemar most probably he did tshuva. And you can't look at him as if he's a Rosher anymore, but rather as if he's a Zakai. Mishnah Tes. Shimon ben Shotach, the second Zug, he says, and he's also coming out to be Mesak in the Inyan of Mishpat, how the Dayanim, how the judges have to act, and he's going to talk about the Inyan to be Mekabel the Edim the right way. That he says, have a Marbe Lachakor Eso Edim. That you should examine the witnesses thoroughly. And be very careful with your words. Shemo mitoichom yilmedu l'shakir. It means that maybe from your words, people will learn to tell lies. So now this is all talking about the halachas, how the judge, the dayan, has to be chayker the edim. That he has to be very careful to make sure they're telling the truth, because upon the witnesses, the edim, that's the way you're going to pass in the halacha. And also, Havi Zoye Bidvarecha means when you are being chayker, when you're examining them, be careful how you examine them. Because they may understand from your examination what they are supposed to say, and they'll lie to say that in order that you should believe them. So you have to be a wise man, a chacham, to know how to examine the Eidim. Now, what Shimon ben Shotach is coming to say more than the Tana before, then Yehuda ben Taboi was, that Yehuda ben Taboi just said that when the Dayan and Balei Dinim are in front of you, they should be in your eyes like the Rishoyim. In other words, you have to be afraid that the two people that are arguing one against the other one, maybe one of them will lie for his own sake, to gain the money to save himself. Mashenkin, the Edim, the witnesses, since they're not going to gain themselves, they're only saying Edis for somebody else, maybe then you don't have to check out so much. That's what Shimon ben Shotach is saying, no. Even the Edim, even the witnesses, even though they themselves don't gain for themselves, still you have to be afraid. Maybe they'll lie to save one person and not the other person. Maybe they like that person. So even the Edim, even the witnesses, you also have to be Choker Harbe. Mishneh Yud. Shmaya v'Avtalion kiblu mehem. Shmaya v'Avtalion received from Yehuda ben Taboy and Shimon ben Shetach. Now Shmaya v'Avtalion, they were two gerim, according to some man the Yomer, or else they were b'nei gerim from b'nei bono shol sancheriv. And they were g'derli hador v'toru v'chochma. And they said over that ehoiv es hamalocha, a person should love to do work, u'sino es harabonus, and you should hate the need of being a rabbonus, of being a leader. V'yaltizvad elorishus, and don't make yourself known to be too friendly with the government. Now, the union of Eyov es hamalocha, you should love to do work. The pshat is because batolo mevu de shimamom shimum, if a person is batol, has nothing to do, just stays idle, he just makes himself disintegrate, and it's no good. Like the pasuk says, odom lo'omul yulad, a person was born to do work, to be omul. Havad, if a person could be omul batera, that's the best thing to do. Put all your work into learning Torah. If a person is not a bar hochi, then the mele should be in panosa, and making a panosa. Like Obas Reb Noson says, that mishein lo melocha lasais, if you have no melocha to do, mayasa, what should you do? Im yesh lechotzer chorvam, im sode chorvam. You have a field, be harvest, plow it. Yelech v'yasek bo. Kishem sha'ter nitna bebris, kacham locha nitna bebris. Shenem ha'shesh ha'shem ha'tavu v'sitzchom lechtecho, v'yom ha'shvi shabbos la'shem ha'lekecho. There's an Indian to do melocha. The person has to realize that keeps us going. Melocha, work, that's what a person is here for. Havada, if you could do the same, you could do the melecha shemayim, do the melecha shemayim. But if not, if you have to work for panosam, you're supposed to love to do it. To realize that just sitting back and taking it easy, that's no good for a person. That batola mevul day shimum. Next thing he says is usnoes harabonus. That amol to be the shirora, to be a leader, is not such a good thing. Mainly because it brings a day gaiva. Even though we have to have leaders, there has to be some shirora. That koponim, you shouldn't do it al manas that, like you want to be the shirora. If it was forced upon you, avadi, you have to do it. If you're the only person that can do it, avada, you needed, you're supposed to do it. The mokim sheinish, tzorach liyosish. If nobody else is there, you have to do it. But when you do go and do it, there should be an inyan of usno es rabonus. You have to know, like you hate, the inyan that you're the leader, you're the head. An inyan of mida, not to be of al gaiva, but to mekabel b'terech anova. There's some afarshim, like the Ruach HaChaim wants to say, that both of them really go under rabonus. On the Indian of a shrova, of a leader, that he should be oyav es hamalochem. He should love to do the work, the learning, the oisik, that he learns Torah, that's what he should love. Usneas rabonis means that he sits back and just passes the shalom, just the maskona, that shouldn't be his ikr, that he's like hate. He should rather have the malocha, the working, for the learning of the Torah. And it ends off, yatiz vada l'rishus means don't be too close to a government, because whoever becomes close to them, you can't rely on them. You never know when they'll turn their back on you, and who are going to take you away from Yiddishkeit. Stay away from them. And like it says in the Yovas Reb Nosin, that Seifoi Shenoisin and Neim Boy, at the end, these people you thought they were your friends, they'll turn away their eyes against you, for Horgim Oisoi, they'll come to kill you, V'noitlim Imeno Komamoinei, and they'll take away all your money. Therefore, don't rely on the Shulton, don't rely on the government, but rather rely on the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Your Mishneh Yud Aleph, Avtalion Oimer, Avtalion says, that Chachomim hi zoharu b'divrechem, the Chachomim, you should be careful with your words. Shema tochoivu choivas golus. Maybe you'll have a penalty of exile. The siglu limkoi mayim haroyim, and you'll be banished to a place where there are evil waters there. We'll soon see what that means, mayim haroyim, bad waters. V'yishto ha-talmidim ha-boyim acharechem v'yamoisu, and the talmidim that will come after you to this place of golus will drink these bad waters and they will die. V'nimtzu shem shemayim mischalol, and it's going to come out that because of you Hashem's name was profound. And the Mefarshim explained the Mishnah that chachomim hizoru b'divrechem, means the Rebbe, when you're teaching your Talmidim, we're saying over halacha to other people, be very careful how you say it, that it shouldn't come out to be understood two different ways. Because Shema to Chayvus Golis, maybe you'll have to go to a faraway place, and in that place there'll be Mayim Haroyim, means there'll be people there that are Minim, that are Kofim in the Torah, and they'll try and understand from your words a wrong shot. They'll come out to be a Kofim to have Minim, and you're the one to cause it. Therefore, when you do say a Devar Halacha, when you do say something, you have to say exactly what you mean, explain clearly that people should not come to make a choice to make a mistake in what you're saying. Like there's always said, there are two ways to understand something. And they'll make a mistake and understand it the wrong way. And even though at the place where you're living in right now, there are only Choshev people here, Tzadikim here. So in this place, you don't have to be afraid. Like they'll always take it the right way. But that's what the Mishnah is saying. You're never going to know where you're going to end up. You may end up in another place, where in that place there is Mayim Haroyim. There are bad people there looking to find bad things to say about the Talmid Chachamim. And they'll hear something you said, and they'll interpret it the wrong way. And the Talmidim that will come after them, they'll say over in your name, like we heard from this big tzaddik, he said this and this pshat. And according to that pshat, it's mamish kfiris aminus, and they'll learn to go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's going to come out when into Shem Shemayim Mitzchalol, because of you Hashem's name will be profound. And the Medrash Shmuel wants to say pshat in this Mishnah is poshid, that is telling us, Chachomim, when you're preaching and telling other people to be nizer and doing the mitzvahs, you have to make sure you yourself are also Mekayim what you say. In other words, you should not be a person Shloitei min hanoya dorshim v'yei noy mekayomim. There are certain people that they darshim, they say very nice drushes, but they themselves don't do what they say. They're not Mekayim what they say. And that's a terrible thing. That also makes it Shem Shemayim Mitzchalom. Therefore, you always have to make sure that if you're the one to telling other people to be careful in doing mitzvahs, and you're telling them how to do it, you have to make sure you yourself do that mitzvah the right way also. Because if not, the people will just look at you and say, "Huh, he's telling us and he himself doesn't do it. That means it's not so important. We don't have to do it either." Therefore, you always have to make sure you yourself should always be a Noah Dorish or Noah Mekayim. All right, a turnover.